Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome to everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro. If you're calling the 773-897-6461 number, get ready to have some fun, because tonight we're going to be discussing the word trust. And I don't mean just trust as in trusting a relationship or trusting yourself or just having that nature of it. We're going to be discussing a very big, serious topic for those of you who do psychic mediumship and work. We're talking about trusting and working within your guides and that higher ability. Are we doing right? Tonight we're going to find out. We're bringing you the best to see where this subject's going to lead. Do call in the 773-897-6461 or go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and put in your questions and answers. We'll be reading them and doing some phone readings for those of you who call in. We like to give away prizes and fun here, so tune in tonight. You could win yourself a piece of wonderful amber tonight. And those of you who know us know who we are. Those who don't, hang on, because I'm going to introduce the best of the best from the coast of Maine. This person was born with an amazing gift of sight and has been reading professionally for the past 25 years. Her readings go very deep, and she heals and works with the soul. Her gifts enables her to see the past, present, and future. Dina can also view past life, and as a medium is able to communicate with people who've passed on the other side. Dina has been given the gift of healing and offers deep healing work. She is known to all of us as just phenomenal, but we call her Dina Flanagan. How are you, Dina?
I'm great. Jethro, you're going to add the almost 4 years that I've been with you, so like 28 and a half years I've been doing
it. Oh, we stay forever young. We go to the 28. You know that you were just, we're always going to have that high school look. Oh, my gosh, yeah, we do need to add that in there. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild, Jethro founder. I was, you know, born with this gift and able to see auras with people. I have the ability, as Dina, we've been doing this for a young time. We've just been looking at it and working with individuals. So if you're ready to have some fun and go wild with us, call and contact. Do warn you, we are real, so be ready for that fun and enjoyment. Dina, we've got a lot of people writing in. Dina, I have to know this. My husband told me that I was supposed to be married, and he was the one. Well, now, 32 years later, he's telling me now that he was wrong, and I'm feeling really hurt about this. How am I supposed to believe and trust? You and Jethro wrote me 2 weeks ago, and I was going to come and have a reading. Now I'm afraid to know. Dina, can I talk about this louse? I mean, he's left me after 32 years with some young woman, and I feel like I should be able to do something back. Maybe Patty can help me with a spell. What do you think, Dina? Oh, my goodness.
Well, here's the thing. If someone's going to be like that, then let them go. You know, it hurts. It's all that. But, I mean, I'm trusting that it didn't just get there overnight. You know, I feel like it didn't just get there overnight, that there had been some lead up to it. So, you know, and I also, like, there's also been talk about it. So, at that point, you know, I would try, if you wanted to save the marriage, try to. But if he's just not willing, you just have to move on. Just let it go, move on. And it takes a while to, you know, to heal from all that, saying that he doesn't want to be with you anymore. Then you sure as heck don't want to be with a person who don't want to be with you. That is after you've tried everything to try to see if you can't repair it and save it. But at that point, you know, it's just time to start looking at, you know, as scary as it is, start looking at how beautiful life can be for you or where you can go from here, you know, after when you get through all that other stuff. That's what I say. It's not worth holding that or holding bad, sending bad karma to them, you know, or holding grudges or angry or any of that negative sort of stuff, because it will just hold you back. And you don't want any more time wasted if that's the case. You want to start enjoying life. And again, that's after you've tried everything you can to try to save it.
Tuning in, I want all of you guys to take and get a moment here. This is Dina Flanagan. We're working out. I am trying to multiple task here for some of you who are writing in. Dina, I just got to tell you, I think you're the hottest one that he's got on his site. I've been watching Jethro's shows for a couple of years and have realized that you seem to be of the making. Am I correct? Or have you got a Leo rising? Because I know you were a Libra. I listened to a show on it, but you seem to be more fire sign, and I like fire.
Okay. You know, I lack in the fire sign. I have Cancer rising, and I have four planets in Scorpio in the fifth house. So I have a lot of water. You know, I just don't have a lot of fire going on in my chart, which is odd. I know what you're saying, because there's a lot of fire going on inside of me. But I think that, you know, that Scorpio stuff brings out a lot of stuff.
I do. Oh, I was, and I've got to tease some of you that are tuning in tonight. Dina is very intense, and I love that. With the Scorpio, makes all the sense in the world here. Those of you tuning in, we've got a lot of you writing me, going, Jethro, I've had a blast with the show. I don't know what happened the last time I called in, but the girl that read me was a little bit confused. She told me that the card that she saw, I was going to be having a new woman. And I got to tell you, unless this woman's coming out of the ground, I've been out here for 2.5 months by myself in Texas. So you guys got to realize, when you read to us, guys, tell us the truth. Well, you got to tell us which psychic, and what do you mean with a card? What did she say, that there was a woman that was coming to play cards with you, something with us? I mean, I've got a lot of people writing in here. I do understand that if you're not going and doing the trust and the faith of it, faith alone will not survive. I do know that I've had individuals that they go with a little more of it. If one of the psychics tell you, and I have, I'm going to say the truth, I have been off before because of that reason. If I'm seeing something with someone and they deliberately, because I've told them, say, okay, Jethro's right, my girlfriend's coming, and I've got her, or my girlfriend, a male, and they just take that time. Dina, can you honestly, I mean, have you ever hurt someone by giving them a reading? Because that's where the trust for me is hard sometimes.
Have I hurt them?
Yeah, like with this. I mean, this man obviously thought that there was a relationship. One of our readers read him, and so he just sat at home for 2 months, and now he's mad because the girl didn't come and knock at his door.
Well, here's the thing. Timing is something that, from over to the other side to here, where there's sometimes some things that are off, you know. So it might not be 2.5 months. It might be, you know, 5 months, 6 months. So timing isn't something that's actually 100% accurate. So it could be just a timing thing. And no, I don't think I've ever hurt anybody, but not that I know of. But again, no, none of us are 100%. And especially in the timing department. So,
and me and Dina are real and accurate, and I love what she just said there, and that's exactly the truth. And I got to tease you. I have actually done this. I had, like I said, I had an individual who I told the lady that this was going to happen, and she promptly went and did some other things of it. So what the guides were on, they did warn her that she would need to set back, because she also went to other psychics on top of it. So what it did was it spurned her on to get 3 or 4 psychics together to have them tell her what the guy was, how he was doing. And she basically did what we call in Native American, she beat the drum so much that the song was not there as much as it would have been. So she did, like Dina said, and timing also got it. And I want to welcome all of you guys that are coming in. We've got a casual night here that a lot of you are writing in. We've got quite a few phone calls. And this is Psychic Jethro and Dina, and we're live tonight talking about relationships and the word trust. Do you trust your guides and working together? A lot of people writing into Dear Dina, asking for help, telling her they love her. We've got a couple of friends over here in Chicago. Dina, we're drinking tonight and want to know, what kind of drink does a psychic drink? Or do you just get really high in energy and let the party roll? I've heard some psychics believe in having a glass of wine. I also know that Jethro spoke up and said that he knew a friend who could have a one, and it was really the psychic's priority. Patty also confirmed this. Are you of this nature, Dina, or do you believe we should leave them all alone? Just curious.
Oh, well, first of all, I am always naturally high on life, so I've never done drugs, so, you know, I've never needed to. But I it is so true. I just like a glass of wine every now and then. It just, I don't know if it has to do with the psychic thing or not. It's just that I don't do hard liquor. I don't do beer. Just a glass of wine every now and then.
We had a, and we, those of you tuning in, Patty last Friday let us know that she believed also that that was okay for a person to have a glass of wine to relax them, that she was of belief, you know, not to have like glasses of wine to read, but to have a glass of wine during it. And we, I obviously have been taught that you can't mix the two. So we are going to be discussing this a little more, Dina. Now they're bringing you into this conversation. We'll have to have a wild Thursday night with both ladies. The, you know, the top of the 20, the, out of 553,000 psychics and medium, Dina Flanagan, Patty Negri, and Jethro Smith, we all placed up there. My ladies placed a little higher than me, my friends, because those Libras are very gifted. But I was honored enough to be up there with them. So these are the questions you want to know. For seeing events, Dina, I would like to know, is it fair for a psychic to talk about sports events and pick the winner? Or is that actually something considered gambling and you could get in trouble?
Well, I've actually done that before. I picked the winner. But as it turns out, it's funny how the universe will play with you, because as it turned out, I pick big winners every now and then, but the person that I am with or pick, because I'm not a gambler, so the person I say, okay, you know, this is what I picked, they didn't go with it, and that's the one that won every single time. So I think something happens there, like, you know, they just, you're not supposed to win with it, and that's all there is to it. I can't pick the winning lottery numbers, but I can pick winning horses or dogs every now and then. But again, I'm not a gambler, so I usually do it for fun. Like, here, this is the winner, just being ha-ha. And they either use it or don't. A lot of times it's the right one.
I love it. I could see that. And those of you tuning in, Crispy Johnson's in their room, a good friend of ours, and a hopeful one day we'd like to work with him again. He also is able to do that. So tune in to the room if you guys would like to talk with Chris about that. Those of you contacting us from on the 773-897-6461, get ready to have some more fun. We have a lot of individuals calling in tonight. We're going to talk to them on the phones. We're just getting a little bit wound up here. Blue Moon Treasures here in Florida sponsors the show. We've got some beautiful things. Some amber just came in tonight. We're going to be giving one of those pieces away. For those of you who are tuning in with the radio question there, we've got a friend here asking, Dina, do you believe in using stones? And do you use any stones in your healing?
I used to use stones quite a bit in my healing, but it depends what I'm healing the person for. And if I feel like they need some, you know, deeper work or whatever. I do dig it. I have a lot of stones and a lot of different ones, and I just get guided to what to use for that person. So each one is individual, and I do put them under the table, and I put them on them, and I sometimes have them in my hand too. So, and then I'll move them around, or I'll shift them around as needed throughout the session. Like, I might need different ones or just shift the pattern, because I create a pattern sometimes underneath. I get guided as to how to create a pattern.
I love that. And for those of you tuned in tonight, they're, we're writing and talking about and discussing the guides and the truth, but we're more on the things tonight. What is the gift? I don't know if I could go out with Amber and can I date her? No, not Amber as in a girl. Lou, would you quit worrying over there in Chicago? You're going to get a date with Dina and stay with the program. Okay. Amber is a classified as a healing crystal and a gemstone, but it's actually a fossilized resin. It comes from the trees. Its colors range from like yellow to black and browns, and it's known that you wear amber, best worn directly on the skin. It will naturally absorb the oils and it will make turn negative into positive. So if you have energies that are going on that are negative around you, it can be worn or used, and also used as an elixir. I've also been told that it really works good with stimulating the sexual and the orgasms. So, you know, we're not in Disney anymore, you guys, so keep up. And so I can say that I do know that the amber that I wear does really well, and I do promote that. It's why we're giving away a piece tonight. This is going to be a piece that goes out to one of you winners. If you're a Leo, which they were asking Dina earlier, is one of their birthstones is as amber, but amber is really well wear. And I'm a Scorpio. I've always wear a golden piece of amber. It, you know, it repairs the aura field sometimes, and it works with emotional healing. Let's say you have some things in your life that aren't. Dina, I know you're very sensitive. I listen to the show, and I got to tell you, I love you. I've got to ask you. I just broke up with my boyfriend, and it's very heart rending. I keep feeling like that I am psychically being called for him. Is there any way I could hang up on him, or maybe say something to him psychically that he would get his message that he hurt me bad?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've always found that the best thing you can do in that situation, psychically or sending that kind of mesh of their energy, is to send them love. And when you send them love, I know it sounds kind of ridiculous, but when you send them love, then eventually they get it. They feel that love. They feel like the compassion that they hurt you. You know, if you send them like anger or whatever, then they just don't want anything to do with you anyway. You know, they just push that energy out. But when you send them love, it does get to them. It really does. And besides, it's where you want to be. You want to take the high road and feel that love and send that love. You don't want to hold on to that crap anymore. So, you know, that's the best way for them to feel is that they hurt you, believe it or not.
I love that, and I feel that's so strong. And all of you guys tune in. This is Psyche's Gone Wild, and we're getting really serious here about discussing this. I know that trust has changed. And, Dina, let's be honest here. As psychics, even though we have the ability, it is a lesson, that word trust. I know what I trusted when I was 20 years old. I can't say I feel that same way here now in my 50s. And I've had individuals tell me that, you know, when they come to us psychics, they trust in us very little, and then we build that rapport. And I've had people tell me through the years that they will go to any extent to make sure that they're getting, you know, that matter, what they want to have happen, because they know that they can trust me. Can you relate a little bit, and without breaking any of the confidentiality, let some of us know about some of the healing and work you do with people that are trusting you? Because, I mean, you have their lives in their hands.
Yeah, I mean, that is a big trust thing, excuse me, because you do have their lives in their hands. But a lot of people, they trust it because they want to feel better. And a lot of people like to go the natural way to feel better because, you know, who wants to be on medicines and whatever. So, and that's not just that, but like it clears out blockages that they know. A lot of people are in tune with their bodies and they can feel it. So when they come to me, they do trust because it depends on the issue I'm working on. Like I did have to work on I had to work on some prostate issues. And I've worked on, you know, so that's kind of private and whatever. But they trust enough that you're professional, you know, and that it will work. And it did. And my healing work is like really, really accurate. Like, you know, it heals a lot of people. So you have to trust that. If you don't trust that that's going to work, then it's probably not going to work. So you have to believe it yourself. And that's why I think they're there. They're ready to believe it.
I feel that, and I love with you and the energy. I love the other guide work that you've got happening. I feel like that's where they're also looking for it. And that's what the guides were telling us before when we were going through this with Dina, is that Dina would not only work with other individuals, but is constantly on a level of healing people and working with different spiritual parts of it. And we had a little bit of talk before of the phenomenal Brazzo, but we've got a person here asking, Dina, I'm not certain exactly what I should do. I know that he's having a viewing. Should I attend this? And what would you do on the computer to view? I just sat and view him back?
Well, Brazzo is doing free viewing yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So tomorrow's your last day. He views all day, and excuse me, it's usually Eastern Standard Time, so it's on the hour. So you can get on there, brazzo-tv.me, and click on the session, the gazing session. So what you do is they go through like talking all about it, and then they go show you a little clip of one of his CDs. Or DVDs, and then they'll tell you when he's coming on. So when he comes on, what they want you to do is stand up straight. So you put your computer somewhere where it's eye level. Stand straight with your arms against your side, and if you have loved ones you want to try to heal, you hold pictures of them up over your heart, and then you just let go of anything. Let your mind free, and you gaze into his eyes during that session. And they are live. He does them live. So, you'll get whatever that needs to come to you. Like, you can have some intentions, but then, like, if you're doing more than one gazing, maybe set the intention on one gazing, then the rest, just let it be. Like, ask for them, bring in whatever it is that you're supposed to get. You know, like, if you have a health issue, you might want to, that might be your intention. And but it's a 5 to 7 minutes of him gazing into your eyes while you stand there and music plays. And it's so healing. It's incredibly healing. It's incredibly energizing. The miracles I've seen happen from his gazes are, because I've been to the live ones in person, as well as the computer ones, and both work just as well. And these are real. I watch people in the audiences when I was there. And I mean, the real thing's happening. Like, all of a sudden they can see, or all of a sudden they can walk, or, you know, and then a lot of crying, a lot of releasing going on. So whatever happens for you, it's okay. Like, a lot of people want to cry. So that's just releasing. So just cry, just do whatever, let it out, because it's releasing old wounds and stuff. So you can get on to a wonderful, beautiful life, the path that you're actually meant to live.
Beautiful. And I know that having been on the show and with having this wonderful assistant with Dina on, the show is a memorable time for me, very memorable. And I will always have the energy of it, that you can feel it. That's where the real strength comes in. You know, me and Dina have done this a few days, but yet we're always learning. And that's what I love. I've seen individuals who learn one thing and they say, that's it, and that's that way by the highway. And in this career, you can't do that. You know, I mean, there's the trust. I trust every day that my guys will bring me new positive learning to keep me involved in this.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I ask for when I wake up. You know, I say, okay, you know, show me whatever it is I need to see today, you know, and keep me safe and whatever. And every day, because every day is like learning. You're learning something new. You're experiencing something new. And that's the wonderment to it, the awesomeness. If you trust, if you fully trust it and have the faith, then you'll feel the awesomeness to it.
That's what they're saying. And those individuals that have always said with the guides here that we enjoy having that time. We've got a lot of you guys tuning in. We're going to turn around and take some of those calls here, and we're getting everybody ready. We've got an individual asking me, where else can you hear us? On iTunes. If you go to iTunes, Psyche's Gone Wild, you'll find me and Dina there, almost 4 years worth. So please do check it out. I've got a lot of friends contacting tonight. We're going to grab and do a phone right now. How about 571? Let's have some fun. 571.
Hello, this is Steve in Virginia.
Hi, Steve. It's good. I'm glad you called in. It's been a while.
I talked to Dina the other day. I was going to have a reading with her, and I had all this crap going on that I had to deal with, and this things in life, and then I saw you two were on tonight, and I just, you know, my guides have been working overtime lately, either that or I'm just becoming more aware of what they're doing, and I just had, you know, really amazing experiences, and where they contacted me, at least I think that's what happened, and through lucid dreams, and just really, also I got a black tourmaline stone. I ordered a bunch of them, and one of them, I picked it up, and it has a perfect triangle, a quartz, like somebody had put it into the rock, but it's a rough stone. It hasn't been tumbled or polished, and it's like a perfect white triangle of quartz crystal in the middle of this rock, and I picked that thing up, and I just, I take it everywhere with me. I just, like, I felt like I just loved it, you know. I at first I thought, well, maybe I sent this to myself, you know, in some other time, like a post-it note, but I you know, just those kind of things were happening to me like crazy right now.
I love it. What do you think, Dina? That sounds like it's very cool. What do you?
Yeah, that's awesome. That's all that, like, I saw, like, you know, I have read him before, and I've seen all this. I saw all this, like, growth, and like I was saying, the Kundalini experience you're going to have. And what's happening is all these portals are opening for you,
mm-hmm.
and because you have an awakening and opening. So they're all open. They're opening, but they're coming in because of the energy. They're coming in fast and furious. And what?
Yeah,
it was,
I'm
like,
getting
it
right,
like,
now,
whoa,
from head to toe, like. I'm just tingling all over.
Yeah.
So
you're getting, that's what I was going to say, is you're getting blasted, like, whoa, like all of a sudden, like you open say you open a door to a fire, and the fire comes out, uh-huh. Whoa, that's what I'm feeling. Like, so you're getting blasted with all this wonderful, like, it's like, but you can handle it. That's the thing. And the crystal that you have, that's a window in there.
Yeah, you know, so it's like window. Every time I look at that triangle, I just get chills and tingles, and I just feel, I have to look at the triangle. I want to get it wrapped so I can wear it around my neck, but
yeah.
I have to have that triangle end upright and see it because, and I'm seeing triangles in my mind all the time with eyes in them. Like at first it was just an eye. So, oh, well, this is just that symbol that everybody uses, the Illuminati, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, I close my eyes and, you know, I can see things now, and the eye changes all the time. There's, like, different species of beings, and it's always just one eye, and it blinks at me, and it's just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that opening you had that I was telling you that was coming. It's, like, amazing, isn't it? All that, it's like, but you're getting it tenfold, so that's like, whoa, hang on for the ride.
I'm getting zapped right now every time you say that. It's like, very like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's going to keep going.
I'm thinking about maybe I should come up there and visit you. I have a lot of miles on my mileage plan and way too many hours. If I don't start taking some lead producing, I've got over 150 hours over the use it or lose it thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, let me know. Jeff,
where are
you
close to? What airport? Are you close to Bangor?
No, I'm close to Boston or Manchester, Boston, Mass, Manchester, New Hampshire, Portland, Maine, and Smith, New Hampshire, the Allegiant.
Okay. I don't want to take up any more time because other people want to ask, but I'm going to definitely call you either tomorrow or something and set something up to have this reading because I kind of got through all my crap last week. And I just wanted
definitely.
To say hi to Jethro and... You know, you guys are my two favorites, and it's not. I just like it when you guys are on together.
Oh, we love you too. You rock, and you got to tell me all about when you get up there. We can get back on here and tell us how wild Dina is, because they're still looking for this creature of nature, is what we've heard up there. So good, Steve. And thank gosh, you know, you take care, and I feel the energy and the healing. I'm so glad it's like obsidian is rocking. That black obsidian is just kicking butt.
Is that what it is? I thought it was called black tourmaline. I've ordered a bag of them because they were really inexpensive, the rough ones. But that one in that bag had that triangle in it. I mean, it looks like somebody put it in there, but it, you know, it's not. It's just naturally in there.
Oh, very good. Well, I think it rocks. Definitely, you know, keep us in the loop. Blessings to you, Steve. Thank you for giving such a good compliment. Have a great night.
Thank you.
We are wild, and it is Psychics Gone Wild. Dina and Jethro giving out the advice, having fun with friends, having them talk back about their stones and rocks, and we are going to get wilder. Those of you tuning in, we are discussing it tonight. It's there. We're on the wild time. Tina Ellis is writing in, I need to know what should happen with me. I have a friend that's in Vegas who swears if I come out to him in relationship, I will only have to work as a dancer. The joke is I can't dance a step. I thought that he was kidding me. Dina, I wrote him, and he still is adamant about it. My feelings got hurt, and I thought maybe he had me mistaken for another girlfriend. I've only been dating him 2 years, but he wrote me back and insisted this. Am I in the wrong idea going out to Vegas when I can't dance a lick? Sorry.
Okay, but I'm confused. If you've been dating for 2 years and separate, that wouldn't be my department. But anyway, like it sounds like he has a fetish, a dance. Does he want you pole dancing, or what kind of dancing does he want? But yeah, that's a little strange to me. I feel like, wait a minute. If you're going to go out there, you should be able to pick and choose what you want to do, not be told what you have to do.
Yes,
that's what I'm thinking.
And I'm glad, and I'm in the same boat with you. If he's been dating you a year and a half and he's really insisting on you dancing, does it sound like this is his idea when you told him you can't dance? I do understand that people will write. Maybe you're reading a little bit into the lines of it, but I'm also like, you know, there are really helps. There's people out there who do dance for other reasons. I live in the state of Florida where people grab a pole and go wild. So make sure you're checking with this person first. And I agree with Gina that this is a little awkward. You guys have dated this long and he's not where. I am wondering why you guys are not calling each other. I know that text and writing is really great, but that phone still works wonders. And I feel as a psychic, I agree with Gina, I would be checking with this a little more. Good example, an individual a couple of years back got in contact with me and Dina, and Dina advised her to talk to the person a little more before she went, and we found out the person was married. And the reason he'd been doing this all along was this was another life, and Dina nailed him. So, Mr. Vegas, you better be good playing with our people, because if we find out different, we'll sick Dina on you. She is a black belt, so you do know. So, all of you guys that are tuning in tonight, that's a wild one, Dina. I mean, talk about trust. I would assume that you would know that right off. And I got to be honest, as a dancer, have you ever went out with people you just know didn't have rhythm and you left them alone? I mean, I've had a girl that almost tore my arms off. She didn't know how to dance and she was very hurtful. I'm from a country state and two steps and I could almost tie my shoes without bending over. This girl was pulling my arms right out of the sockets.
Well, I've been visioning that.
You heard.
Yeah, and I was at a club once, and I love to dance. So this is back in my kind of wilder days, but I was at a club and with my girlfriend, and we were just having fun, her and I just going out having girl night. And so this guy comes up and grabs me on the dance floor. It was like we had danced together for 20 years. We did some dirty dancing. But anyway, it was more like, not nasty dirty, it was more like that classy dirty dancing, you know, where you could read each other's moves completely. So, yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. Sometimes it clicks and sometimes it doesn't.
Exactly, and that's another thing. Let's talk about trust here, you guys. As a psychic, it's let's be blunt. We're just going to talk about this. I hope all of you kids are in bed asleep. It's like making love. It will click with the right person. But if it doesn't, I mean, it's like it sometimes people don't chemistry have this. I mean, I've been out on a date, very intense, and the guys were like, no, I wasn't being a snob or being mean. I knew the person wasn't. Same thing with dance. I have a person that I love dearly, and I love to dance. Me and her went out together and danced. But like I said, with the one who didn't, just be nice. I mean, I think the person got mad. I know it's hard for men to ask their women to dance. I come from a place where everyone would do it back and forth. Men and women would ask each other to dance. We would all dance together. It didn't mean anything to see two ladies dancing or two men because you were just dancing to the beat. But what was really hard for me is when you're in a situation like that and the person is uncomfortable, the proper thing I would think, and that's what I've always said psychically to people and told them, is to just politely come up with a no. Because I know what this person that did it, I mean, you know, and like Dina said, you've had people that are really good with it, so I feel the chemistry there. Don't you think that? I mean, Dina, it's like someone asks you out and they want to be really intimate with you, and you feel the chemistry, this is not going to be awkward or there. It's the same kind of thing with dance because we're getting intimate.
Oh, absolutely. And I do feel, I'm with you, like dance is very much like sex, you know, mm-hmm. you just move and move naturally. You don't go, okay, what do we do next? You know? You just kind of like read the other person and just move naturally with it. Yeah, very much so. So I'm sure we've all had those bad sex experiences too, as well as the bad dance experiences.
Oh my gosh. And then you have this energy. Now, you guys know this is the same thing. Now, dance isn't just erotic and arousal energy to raise vibration, but it's also part of the light. And I can tell you, I used to think it was a compliment to me because when I was younger and I come from like a rural country state, that I danced like Mick Jagger until I got to see YouTube. And then I'm like, oh my God, Mick Jagger is crazy. That man's out dancing to a full. He's dancing to the air. There's a couple times today, and I've had people say that they love Mick Jagger, and I respect you guys as his fans. But tell a country person that, and all these times I was like, well, I dance like Jagger. And then I see this, and I'm like, oh, my God, you know, because the man is driving wild. So remember the dance and the expression. I love the way Mick Jagger danced, so please don't give me emails. I got some people already writing me. They're like, Jethro, don't you start on Dina and you leave Mick Jagger alone. So all of you guys that are calling in, let's just psychic's gone wild, and we're discussing it. And tonight we've got to grab some more phones. We've got a lot of you guys there. We're discussing this. I want to talk to you guys, people that are listening, go to psychicsgonewild.com. We are going a new program. It's going to be a special program, and we're implementing it here in May. So start watching our sites, because there's where you're going to see us. You're going to hear us, and you're going to see us on AM and FM. Know it, because we're going to go there. Right now, we've got a new change in the format. Friday's show, the number two show, Gina's Wednesday is still here where it is, but Friday's Patty Negri show is moving to Thursday. We've had some technical things, and we're working together, and we're making it more positive for all of you. So make sure you guys that are tuning in, we're going to keep it on Thursday. We're looking forward to that. So please be ready. We've got a new marketing tactic that we're doing. So please, you know, contact me on Facebook or some of the other places. We've got so many of you. And know that me and Patty will be there, just like me and Dina. Dina, we have a friend of ours who lives in Scotland. He told me that if I were able to do psychic work, he would marry me. Well, I want this man bad. Let me tell you, all I have to do is look at him, and I can't think of anything else. I've been in love with him for 8 years. Dina, what do I need to do, and what psychic courses can I get my man in Scotland to be mine?
That's bizarre. What are all these demands these people are putting on people? Anyway.
It's true.
You know, either, like, everybody does have the ability to do psychic stuff or spiritual stuff or whatever. So what you do is, I don't know where you're from, but where I'm from, there's a lot of classes that you can take. You know, you look in your local bookstores, or your local health food stores, or Google it, look online, get the Spirit of Change, whatever. I don't know what you have for newspapers out there. And just look for things. And if you can't find anything, or in addition to, get books. There's a lot of books out there, how to. But the best way always is to work with somebody. And if you can't have somebody to work with, then do things like, once you learn how to, and back to trust. You have to trust what your guides are saying to you. But once you learn how to, do daily practices. Like when you wake up in the morning, try to guess, you know, who's going to call you that day or contact you, what you're going to get in the mail. If you watch a game show, try to guess the answers. Try to guess what somebody's going to say, or where, or whatever it is you got going for the day. Before you do it, guess ahead different things. There's so many things in the day that you can practice your psychic abilities on. And if you keep practicing, then it's like anything. You're just bringing that part of your brain, you know, so that it's working. And then every day, if it becomes part of your life, eventually it's just natural. And then, but everybody doesn't have it. We all have it to different degrees. We all, like, just like painting or musicians or singing. Like, we can all sing, but are we all going to get up on stage and sound great? Not really, you know. So, you know, we might even scare some people away. But, and same with artwork, you know. We're not all going to be Picasso or Rembrandt. But, boy, we can paint. We can do whatever we want with it. So don't worry about being perfect with it. Just practice it every day and try to work with some people. Like, get a deck of tarot cards and pull a card and try to feel, you know, learn the deck, first of all, and then pull a card and start to feel what, you don't look at it, and feel what the card means or what's on the card and see how correct you are. You know, there's just 10 million books on how to out there. But you just have to find one that resonates with you. So see one that just kind of jumps out, go to the bookstore and find out. And there's so many ways. But again, if you can get into a class and work with other people at some point, I strongly suggest that. There is a lot of ways, and you can develop it enough to fool this guy.
I love it. And there's a tune in. Do you see that? Now, Dina does help you get your man. So remember, don't forget to be skrimmish on this. You are up there in Baltimore. You're not way away, but you are a little bit. Maybe we can have Dina and us come to your wedding. I would love to hear that. The man in Scotland gets to be yours. And very good advice. Oh. Dina, I got to tell you, listening to the show tonight, my friend also was advising me on psychic. She joked about it. She goes, when I'm off, I call Dina Flanagan. I found out later that she was a good friend of Jethro's, and that at school Jethro's the one who pulled her earring. Oh my gosh. And so she we're here tonight, Jethro. Eva said to tell you she still loves you, even though you did hurt her ear, and she's never been the same after the date with you and the earring. But even more importantly, we're here to tell Dina she is right on. My relationship has increased with the advice you gave me, and he's now given me the ring. Now, remind you, 6 years of this relationship, I was a little scared that the ring might not be real. But my sister happens to be a jeweler, and we checked that sucker out. It's real.
Like,
Oh my gosh, you know, and this is the kind of stories we want to hear. I've got a lot of you guys calling in. Jethro, you don't take as much of the phone. We do take a little less. We're going to grab some of those phones. Never get worried about it. The real readings are at psychicsgonewild.com. Or here at Blue Moon Treasures, or when I'm up in Virginia, Arlington, Virginia, D.C. So those of you who really want to get in and you do want to get a reading, please go there. We've had some friends even talk to me before about handling the relationship, and that's the trust of what we're doing. The relationship with a psychic is the same as any other kind of relationship. I've had people tell me, you don't kiss and tell, Jethro. You treat me very good, and I always know where I can find you. You're very loyal in there. So remember, you guys that have been with me for over 30 years, I'm still here. I love the fact of it. I've just grown a little bit. I had someone ask me yesterday, Jethro, I hate scheduling online. Well, unfortunately, I have no other means. So I want you guys to know that. And if there's anybody in our show that I would promote that I'm busy, is Dina Flanagan, and she'll tell you that. I'm always telling people, because Dina works a job in the day and in her spare time still does reads and still goes. So I know me and her can get to you, because I had a couple of emails I read tonight. You were upset, went to other psychics. You got to wait for the best. The best is yet to come when you come with us, so grab a hold of it. We're going to grab a phone here. We've got a 512. We've got a couple others waiting. Hey, 512, what about you?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I actually was wondering if y'all could cut cords for me. I just became aware that I have an unhealthy cord. Can you do that?
I've done many cord cutting. Yeah. Again, it's going to be silent, so I'll do it well.
Sure.
What, you want to talk to her, Jethro?
No problem. Can I get your first name here, and I'll do a little bit of a reading for the radio fans while we're doing that and help you, and Dina will do her magic behind you. So cords away,
okay.
Dina.
Okay. This is Julia.
Thank you, Julia.
And
I
Texas.
Got permission from her. Excellent. Whoa, I love Texas. Any close to Houston?
Boston. Close.
All right. I love Austin. I haven't got to be there. I've been in Galveston and Houston. I just love the people in Texas. They were so fun. I'm feeling the energy with you, Julia, that they're telling me that your life has taken on something more strengthening. And I feel like that's part of where this whole part for you that's going into what's going to be the next couple months. And I keep seeing you like you're not accepting things. I keep seeing that you're able to handle the things that are coming your way, but you've got bigger finances there than you expected. It's something to do with healing or caregiving yourself. You're not just taking care of yourself with this, but I feel like you help others, and there's something there very meaningful for you about giving others good advice.
Yeah.
Good. Dina, how are we doing with the cord?
Yeah. Well, the cord, you have more than one cord. Okay, you have one coming. Excuse me, you have one coming. I'm clearing some of your stuff. That's why I'm clearing my throat. You have one coming out of your back that's extremely strong and attached.
I can feel that. I can feel it.
Yeah, there's pain in between, like your shoulder, around your shoulder blade, or like right up in that area or in between. No, go ahead.
I was going to say my lower right side of my back actually was where I was feeling it.
Yeah. Well, that's
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's where I was going. Like it's that the it drives the one I'm seeing. It goes from the top in between the shoulder blades. That's where I was going next, and then it then attaches. Like you have little, what do you call them? Little ones coming out too, and attaches to that bigger one, and that's where the lower part of the back is. But it's drawing from the bigger one. And so I cut that one. And you also had a couple in the front, you know. But the strong one that's drawing from you is your backside. That's the cord that was drawing your energy. That's the cord that was causing things go, you know, in your body. So I cut that one and I cut. Yeah, cut. Just remember, when you cut cords, emotions can come.
Okay.
So just be prepared for, like, you know, different feelings or emotions or maybe some nausea. I don't know, but I filled it back up with a beautiful light where I cut them. So,
thank you.
It should be okay.
Thank you so much. I usually call on Archangel Michael to help me in cut unhealthy cords. Is that a good way of doing that?
Yeah,
okay.
Archangel Michael is excellent. That's how I used to call him to cut some of my cords a long time ago.
Okay. Well, my back is real warm right now. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Julie, for calling in. You got to work it overtime. We love you. And remember to go and turn on to psycheskunwild.com. We'll be giving away a piece of amber so we can turn any of that negative residue there into something positive for you. Let's take them out of our back and put them on our side.
Fantastic, Jethro. Thank you. And I do healing work with my clients, so you are right on, and I'm trying to amp it up with crystals. So, yes, thank you.
Oh, very good. Rock and love you. Thank you for calling in, Julie. It's nice to meet
you. Love you. God bless. Nice to meet you, too.
Well, we love you, too. We're going a little wilder than we went tonight. We've got other people calling in. Dina, I have had a relationship with this man for 6 years, and then I find a blue pair of panties in his suitcase that he left at my house. It was his overnight one. He tried to tell me that his sister had just borrowed it. The problem was there was a motel sticker and some other things in there with it. I feel that another woman left this in there for me to get upset. Well, I surprised him. I gave it back to him and told him to go have sex with her. He brought his sister over, who sheepishly told me that she had put him in there and she was just trying to play a game on me. I feel like I'm psychically on it, and I think they're both lying. What do you think I should do with him and his suitcase and panties?
Well, do you have a dump nearby? You know, get rid of it. No, I feel like, I don't feel like he's being honest with you. So I feel like you have, and Emily, we have it back to the trust. You have to trust your intuition. You have to trust your feeling, because usually it's right. And if you really, and if you're not, and you don't want to trust it, I would hire a private investigator or have a friend do it. And follow up on it, because I think if you followed up on it, you would find some things. And I'd say trust your feeling or your gut, because I think you're right in this case. You, Jethro?
I agree. I agree with you totally. And I've got to be honest, you know, with the gut feeling here, anything like that, I wouldn't play with that funny business. And I love Dina's explanation of, you know, if you got a dump nearby, because anytime you've got individuals going like that or having things go, you know, there's got to be another part. And I do understand him having the sister come there. But I agree totally with Dina. We've got another individual here that Marianne's writing into you, Dina. She is asking me, because of her age, to keep this a different name, and hoping you can pick up with her what's going on. I'm going to try to implement this out. But Marianne is 17 years old and has found out that her mother is having an affair with her boyfriend. They had spoke with her about it, and then they told her that this would never happen again. She's really working on the trust, but she doesn't feel right. She feels that her boyfriend is still having an affair with her mother. At 17, she's asking desperately, what would be your advice for her to do?
Well, geez, it sounds like a soap opera. So anyway, first of all, if he's going to do that, that is about the biggest line that you can cross, both from mom and the boyfriend, unfortunately. And so that there is no trust after that. There's none. I mean, your mom is your mom, and you got to deal with that issue. But the boyfriend, he's got to go. That's what I say. He's got to go. Because if he can do it that, he can cross that line, he can cross any line, and we'll do it again, is what I'm hearing. Maybe not necessarily with mom, but he will do it again. So, at 17, you don't deserve that. So I say you get rid of that whole situation, and then you just work on clearing that out and work on healing over that, and then go and get somebody who you can trust.
It's trust tonight. Well, we've got them, and I want to thank all of you guys that are writing in, and I do understand that's a little bit of a harder topic to go here, and it's like Dina just said, that is a soap opera. Anytime you have that stuff, remember, Coalition Against Violence or other social services, I know that a lot of churches unfortunately won't condone this, but there are professionals out there. You can call 1-800-CRISIS-LINE and get a professional in. Me and Dina are professional psychics. We're spiritual people in our spiritual belief, but when it comes down to situations in domestic and family like that, it isn't hurt sometimes to talk to an outsider who is professionally trained for years, and just exactly what Dina just said, look for that and get a safe place. If you're living with mom, you didn't say that. You didn't tell us with there. I can honestly tell you that in any family situation, when the person's doing something like that, there's some other dysfunctions. It does happen. People do fall in love. People do go it. But unfortunately, you're being hurt. And if they had any respect for you, this wouldn't have went to that level. Now that they've at least come clean and you've caught them, as you wrote here, I do know that you're out there and listening tonight. You please make me a favor. Call that 1-800-CRISIS line or get a hold of someone privately and talk to the coalition. I know a coalition against violence is going to bound next to you. Please know that we're there helping you, and that way they can get, you know, someone in there to talk with. It's always private. It's free. The worst case scenario, they may suggest a little free counseling or something there. This is not something you want to carry around. You wrote to me, and Dina put your hand out. Dina told you the truth. You know, hold your ground, girl. You stick up for your boundaries. And I got to tell you that, you know, as a male, any male that would be doing games like this and then wanting to come back with you worries me, because he's had some things here. Now he's gotten over it and he's really doing the energy. It would be more common sense, you know, in my male ideas and what I believe, what I've seen with spiritual, that the man would want to be apologizing to you and move on because he's hurt both of you. This doesn't sound normal, does it, Dina?
None at all. And as I say, I mean, like a lot of, I've noticed a lot of the, you know, questions have been so-and-so, my boyfriend or so-and-so has been cheating on me tonight. And you know, somebody is just going to say, leave the guy. I feel it. I feel these things. Like, people have to gain self-respect for themselves, and they have to feel worthy and that they deserve better than that, because you don't deserve that. Nobody deserves that. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like, you know, so I'm not just like, get rid of the person. That's not my just general advice. It's what I feel for you. But, you know, just, you know, you've got to love yourself. And when somebody's doing stuff like that to you, how do you love yourself? How can you love yourself? How can you allow yourself to love yourself? You know, that's why I say, you know, nobody deserves that. Just like Jethro said, nobody deserves that. So, you know, work yourself up, build yourself up, even if it's through the crisis hotline or whatever, to where you feel worthy and deserving of something, you know, that you can trust, something special, something good for you, not negative for you.
See, and that's where the trust in the family, and I have an honored family, but never liked that crazy, but I was always the runt of the litter out of our brothers. There's five boys, and I was the wild one. I was the hippie. I was the little kooky. I was different in a family where I had all-stars. I had a basketball, baseball, football players, strong men, very much bad boys, you know, just wild brothers. And we had an agreement within ourselves. Anyone who kind of came in the family, you'd check with that. Because this sounds to me, here you were dating him, and then it got there, because, you know, your mom could be a knockout and beautiful, so are you beautiful in that energy. So I would do some help there. And you get a hold of me privately, I'll send you some other phone numbers I've got and stuff, and I'm glad you called in, girl. You keep your head held up, and you know, the worst case, me and Dina will talk to him. He'll know. I'm gonna grab that phone. 412, how about you, 412?
Hello.
Hi, you needed to get in. I got you in. I hope you know. All these
yes, you did.
Going in. I'm like,
My name is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I'm so glad you got in, and I love it. This is Dean and Jethro, and you've been listening to the show and looking in the room. What do you think about us? Are we wild or what?
Oh, yes, definitely. A lot of fun.
What have we got here, Jan, going on? I'm seeing energy with you, a little bit of stress here. What do you want to ask?
Okay, well, I'm friends with a lot of guys, but it's just not going anywhere. And I just wondered if you could see anything with my love relationship. And secondly, of my creative works, because I hope to be successful in them, like in screenwriting and songwriting.
You want to take it, Jessica?
I am feeling that. I'm feeling the two are coming together, and it's ironic that we're working with the amber and the orange. You definitely need some amber with it. I feel that the love will be there, and it'll be creative for you. I wear a lot of it for my psychic work, but I feel that you're ready to take a turn and a stand with it. I'm seeing that right now the relationships, you've got a little bit of karma to handle. I don't see this coming about until later on with the love, and I see that you're kind of, the guys want you to play. They're telling me you've had enough lives that were serious, and they want you to have a relationship where you have love and play. They don't want
yes.
you to be serious. Yeah. You've had some bossy butts, though. You've had some people that were, like, really with you before, and now they're like, we want to play, and there's no sense in this. I do see there's a couple of admirers you have that are good for you.
Okay.
That may, and that's resonating. I can feel with you. You're feeling it. I don't know why they're telling me that it's important that you, with your other creativity, that now you sell this artwork or you sell something with your creativity. You write. You're a writer.
Yes.
Songs? Beautiful. I'm seeing this coming together, and I'm seeing a male coming and taking this, and I see them like buying this, this stuff that you've got, or they're taking this and doing the product, and I feel that that's where it's going to be even more successful for you.
Okay.
And I'm asking them in time. Dina, help me a little bit here in the cards. Can you? I mean, I can see her getting well, but I'm just not getting.
Yeah. I got the same things. Like as far as the relationship or love, that's not. I agree. You still have some things to work out, so it's not coming in for a while. I think it's more about. It's more about developing you right now. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Developing you. In this developing you, that more of your creative side is going to come out, more of your putting it to, you know, fruition, putting it so that it actually happens for you. Because, you know, a lot of stuff has been on the back burner for a long time, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Yeah. So it's kind of the universe pushing you to go, all right, we're taking the distractions out of your life right now because this is where you need to be. This is what you're going to do. So all that creative stuff you're doing, you need to bring it to light. You need to bring it to, you know, something tangible.
Definitely.
And,
I'll be taking classes for it.
Yeah, good, because that's your next step, not the relationship. It, you know, not
yes.
that you can't date or whatever, but nothing serious right now, because this is the time. This is the time for you to manifest a lot of things right now that have to do with you.
Okay. That sounds good. Do you see anything with my aura?
Very vibrant. I feel you're very positive. I feel that you went through stress and overcome it. And I see that you've got the potential is to put the energies up, the high light energies. And you need that. That's why you're looking for your love life. You're ready to find that mate because you don't want to play with the little kids. You want to play with the big fun stuff. That's what they're telling me. Yeah, very vibrant, very positive. I see violet with you. I keep seeing real pretty purples.
Okay.
Yeah, and I thank you. I hope we helped you, Jan. And I feel like it was wild to get you in here. We got like 2 minutes. They're going to kick us out that door. Please go to psychicstonewall.com. I got to pick a winner for our Amber. And,
okay,
thank you so much.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. We are going here, and we're going to grab one of the names and those went to psychicstonewall.com to win tonight. Trisha Cotton Hands, you are in Alabama. Alabama, you win. And Trisha, I will send that out to you from psychicstonewall.com. You put all your information. Please, you guys are putting in. We don't use that or sell it, but we do need your information. I am psychic, but I can't mail it to you if I don't have the stuff in. I had a person write me yesterday and say, Jethro, are you still giving away prizes? You bet your wildness we are. Dina, tell them where they can find you at for a reading if they want to have a full or a good reading with Dina.
The best thing to do is call me, 207-752-1399. Or you can email at essenceot@aol.com. That's essenceot@aol.com. Or you can go to my website, www.dinaflanaganpsychicmedium.com, or find me all my info right here on Psychic Gone Wild's website.
I thank all of you guys who've tuned in. We bless in all of you. Those of you who tune in, my son, Ryan James Smith, will be here. He is in Facebook right now while I'm working on some things that I've got. So contact him there. You can contact him at my website right there as Jethro Smith. He's helping, and I want to bless in all of you guys that have contacted us. We are here and intend to go to a new different level of psychicsgonewild.com. So thank you and blessings to all of you. Have a great night.